the writer on and at her work. Written for Janet Sternberg's 1995 anthology, The Writer on Her Work, Volume 2, New Essays in New Territory. Her work is never done. She has been told that and observed it for herself. Her work spins unrelated filaments into a skein. The whorl or wheel turns the cloudy mass into one strong thread over and over and over. Her work weaves unrelated elements into a pattern. The shuttle thrown across the warp makes roses, mazes, lightning, over and over and over. Her work brings out of dirt and water a whole thing, a hole where the use of the pot is, a container for the thing contained, a holy thing, a holder, a saver, happening on the clayey wheel between her and her clayey hands, over and over and over. Her work is with pots and baskets, bags, cans, boxes, carryalls, pans, jars, pitchers, cupboards, closets, rooms, rooms in houses, doors, desks in the rooms in the houses, drawers and pigeonholes in the desks, secret compartments in which lie for generations secret letters. Her work is with letters, with secret letters, letters that were not written for generations. She must write them over and over and over. She works with her body, a day laborer. She labors, she travails, sweating and complaining. She is her instrument, whorl, shuttle, wheel. She is the greasy wool and the raw clay and the wise hands that work by day for the wages of the worker. She works within her body, a night creature. She runs between the walls. She is hunted down and eaten. She prowls, pounces, kills, devours. She flies on soundless wings. Her eyes comprehend the darkness. The tracks she leaves are bloody, and at her scream everything holds still, hearing that other wisdom. Some say any woman working is a warrior. I resist that definition. A fighter in necessity, sure, a wise fighter, but a professional? One of los generales? Seems to me she has better things to do than be a hero. Medals were made for flatter chests. They sort of dangle off her tits and look embarrassing. The uniforms don't fit. If she shoots from the hip, she hears the Freudians applauding. See? See, they say. See? See, she wants one. She wants mine. She can't have it. She can't, can she, Daddy? No, son. Others say she's a goddess. The goddess transcendent, knowing everything by nature, the archetype at the typewriter. I resist that definition. Her work. I really think her work isn't fighting, isn't winning, isn't being the earth, isn't being the moon. Her work, I really think her work is finding what her real work is and doing it. Her work, her own work, her being human, her being in the world. So, if I am a writer, my work is words, unwritten letters. Words are my way of being human, woman, me. Word is the world that spins me, the shuttle thrown through the warp of years to weave a life, the hand that shapes to use, to grace. Word is my tooth, my wing. Word is my wisdom. I am a bundle of letters in a secret drawer in an old desk. What is in the letters? What do they say? I am kept here a prisoner by the evil Duke. Georgie is much better now, and I have been canning peaches like mad. I cannot tell my husband or even my sister. I cannot live without you. I think of you day and night. When will you come to me? My brother Will hath gone to London, and though I begged with all my heart to go with him, nor he nor my father would have it so, but laughed and said, time the wench was married. The ghost of a woman walks in this house. I have heard her weeping in the room that was used as a nursery. If I only knew that my letters were reaching you, but there is no way to get information at any of the bureaus. They will not say where you have been sent. Don't grieve for me. I know what I am doing. Bring the kids and they can all play together and we can sit and talk till we're blue in the face. Did he know about her cousin Roger and the shotgun? I don't know if it's any good, but I've been working on it since September. How many of us will it take to hang him? I am taking the family to America, the land of freedom. I have found a bundle of old letters in a secret compartment in my desk. Letters of words, of stories. They tell stories. The writer tells stories, the stories over and over and over. Man does, they say, and woman is. Doing and being, do and be. Okay, I be writing, man. I be telling. Je suis là où ça part, says la belle Hélène. I be saying and parlaying. I be being this way. How do I do being? Same way I be doing. I would call it working, or else it doesn't matter. Playing. The writer at her work is playing. Not chess, not poker, not Monopoly, none of the war games. Even if she plays by all their rules and wins. Wins what? Their funny money? Not playing hero, not playing God. Well, but listen, making things is a kind of godly business, isn't it? All right, then, playing God. Aphrodite the maker, without whom nothing is born into the shining borders of light, nor is anything lovely or lovable made. Spider grandmother, spinning. Thought woman, making it all up. Coyote woman, playing. Playing it, a game, without a winner or a loser. A game of skill, a game of make-believe. Sure, it's a gamble, but not for money. Sorry, Ernie, this ain't stud. The stakes are a little higher. The writer at her work is odd, is peculiar. Is particular, certainly, but not, I think, singular. She tends to the plural. I, for example, am Ursula, Miss Ursula Kroeber, Mrs. then Ms. Le Guin, Ursula K. Le Guin. This latter is the writer, but who are the others? She is the writer at their work. What are they doing, those plurals of her? Lying in bed, lazy as hound dogs. She, plural, is lying in bed in the morning early, long before light, in winter. In summer, the morning people are chirping on the roof, and like the sparrows, her thoughts go hopping and flying and trying out words, and like the light of morning, her thought impalpably touches shape and reveals it, brings seeing from dimness, being from inexhaustible chaos. That is the good time. That is the time when this she plural writer finds what is to be written. In the first light, seeing with the eyes of the child waking, lying between sleep and the day in the body of dream, in the body of flesh that has been, is, a fetus, a baby, a child, a girl, a woman, a lover, a mother, has contained other bodies, incipient beings, minds unawakened, not to awaken, has been sick, been damaged, been healed, been old, is born and dying, will die, in the mortal, inexhaustible body of her work. That is the good time. Spinning the fleece of the sun, that cloudy mass, weaving a glance and a gesture, shaping the clay of emotion, housekeeping, patterning, following patterns, lying there in the dream time following patterns. So then you have to cut it out. Take a deep breath, the first cut, the blank page, and sew it together. Drudgery, toil in the sacred sweatshop, the garment, the soul coat, the thing made of words, cloth of the sun fleece, the new clothes of the emperor. Yes, and some kid comes along and yaps, but he hasn't any clothes on. Muzzle the brat till it learns that none of us has any clothes on, that our souls are naked, dressed in words only, in charity only, the gift of the others. Any fool can see through it. Only fools say so. Long ago when I was Ursula writing, but not the writer, and not very plural yet, and worked with the owls, not the sparrows, being young, scribbling at midnight. I came to a place I couldn't see well in the darkness, where the road turned and divided, it seemed like, going different ways. I was lost. I didn't know which way. It looked like one road sign said, to town, and the other didn't say anything. So I took the way that didn't say. I followed myself. I don't care, I said, terrified. I don't care if nobody ever reads it. I'm going this way. And I found myself in the dark forest, in silence. You maybe have to find yourself, yourselves, in the dark forest. Anyhow, I did then, and still now, always, at the bad time. When you find the hidden catch in the secret drawer behind the false panel, inside the concealed compartment in the desk in the attic of the house in the dark forest, and press the spring firmly, a door flies open to reveal a bundle of old letters, and in one of them is a map of the forest that you drew yourself before you ever went there. The writer at her work. I see her walking on a path through a pathless forest, or a maze, a labyrinth. As she walks, she spins, and the fine thread falls behind her, following her way, telling where she is going, where she has gone, telling the story, the line, the thread of voice, the sentences, saying the way. The writer on her work. I see her, too. I see her lying on it. Lying in the morning early, rather uncomfortable, trying to convince herself that it's a bed of roses, a bed of laurels, or an inner spring mattress, or anyhow a futon, but she keeps twitching. There's a lump, she says. There's something like a rock, like a lentil. I can't sleep. There's something the size of a split pea that I haven't written, that I haven't written right. I can't sleep. She gets up and writes it. Her work is never done.